gold finger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger.
Chapter 9. John, the Second Fall. John made it halfway across the park before he stopped. He was about to turn around and go back when the phone by the park's toilet rang. It shouldn't have been such a chilling noise. His feet felt like they were caked with heavy, sticking mud. He walked to the phone. He held the plastic up to his ear. Moriarty said, "Hello, Johnny Hero. I understand congratulations are in order." "Well, they've been in order for quite some time. And now I think it's time we had a little chat. Turn around." John turned. Sherlock and Irene were talking. "Look up at the cluster of trees by the gazebo." John looked. There was a dark shape crouched over a long, thin line. "Hard to see from where you are." "I know. But really, it will be best if you come join me for a little talk on the roof of the Reichenbach building just opposite you. I'll leave the door open for you." John did not touch his revolver. He knew it was there. He took the elevator to the top floor, and from there climbed the stairs. His feet felt as if they were heavy and caked with sticking mud. Moriarty was waiting for him. "I've got to say, it's been ever so much fun playing with you. Feeling fingers sticking in my pies. You've put the heart right back in our dear Sherlock." He held out his hand. "Now first, why don't you slide over that gun you've got there at your back? Nice and easy. Hate to think of you shooting me. And accidentally getting your friends shot in revenge. That would be a shame." John put his revolver on the ground and slid it in Moriarty's direction. Moriarty picked it up. He held it up in the sunshine of a beautiful day. "Nice craftsmanship. But then, Adelbert always had a lovely taste in guns." He winked at John. "Terrible habits, but you can't have everything. I'm going to make a lifetime sort of offer. Since I've taken your gun, I'm going to give you a newer and better one. You're such a good marksperson. I'd like to see how good you are." He waved his hand at a black case. There was a Remington 700's SP rifle inside. "What do you expect me to do with this?" He swallowed. "I'm not going to kill Sherlock." "What? Ask you to kill the father of your unborn child?" Moriarty tisked. "As if I'd ever. I hope to be that child's godmother." "No. I'm going to have you shoot someone entirely different." Moriarty leaned against the hood of a roof fan. "It's come to my attention that my dear right-hand Alpha has been talking out of school, and I'm going to have to let her go. So you can either watch me kill your friends down there, or you can shoot the asp that's been fixing to bite me, or you can pick what's behind door number 3. "What's behind door number 3? John turned away to look at the park below. Sherlock was staring up at him. "Oh, well, that's the one where I shoot you and deal with Moran myself." John turned back around to face Moriarty. When the bastard shot him in the chest, he'd been shot before. That hadn't been like this. He looked down and fell into darkness.